Is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer, and bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Ce message s'adresse à l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infectés par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Hello and welcome to CKUT 90.3 World Skip the Beat. I'm your host for the day, Prudence Gendron, and today we're going to be taking a look at the wide and wonderful and oftentimes weird and sometimes wacky, never not whimsical, and frequently verboten world of Calypso.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body like, shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Come out and dance, I tell your brother.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body on
please
time.
Please rock your body,
jump
child
in the line, rock your body on time.
Somebody help me.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time.
When I say rock your body, I mean so. Left to right in the tempo. In case you got a sensation, jump up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time.
Please when I'm hungry, when I leave me out on a Monday, I won't come back till next Tuesday evening.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Please rock your body.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in
that was Shake Shake Sonora by Lord Flea and his Calypsonians, a rousing number to say the least. Calypso is a music that has kind of come at me from several directions over my lifetime. First, somewhat questionably from Sebastian the Crab on through to Jonathan Richman, who I know is have a good authority, was a big fan. And through to this Halloween when, in compiling my annual spooky mix with my sibling Jack, they showed me this song Zombie Jamboree that you will hear a rendition of later. I find myself pretty enthralled with the genre. I don't claim to be an expert, and this is nothing like an exhaustive academic survey of the world of Calypso, but even just with some cursory reading and listening, it's easy to see why it's such a cherished genre. It's got deep roots going back to the early parts of the 20th century, and served as like a informative, personality-oriented, socially informed party music continues through till today. But I'm going to let Neville Marcano, aka the Growling Tiger, explain his craft in his own words, after which we're going to hear a song, Sol Calypso, by the Merrymen, which is an ars poetica of sorts to kind of ground us in the genre before we go forward.
Calypsos, in general, it's a kind of a tedious thing, though it is considered in the West Indies a form of expression of which the native rarely express their feelings. It was at one time the mouthpiece of the articulate masses, because they had a newspaper, and the only form of medium which you could contact them is by the calypso. The calypso music in general used to be the way they amuse themselves, then they complain, they lament with the calypso. But when it comes to the calypsonian to prove himself a really great calypso singer, he must be able to extemporize on the spur of the moment, on anything he does. Calypso is generally based on current event, though historical facts are brought forward to prove the intelligence of the calypso singer, his schooling or where he might have been. His knowledge of coast must be able to meet with the cosmopolitan population that we have in the West Indies. Now, it might be difficult for people outside of the Western Hemisphere or the West Indies to get along with the calypso music. It is hard. But this type of music is a pretty thing. It's lovely. I imagine one getting involved with the calypso music never loses the rhythm. It touches your vein. It comes through the bloodstream, just as you're taking medicine. And I advise anybody, don't ever get your face against the calypso. The calypsonian can sing on you. He can build you, he can break you. The politician have used him as a mouthpiece to rise to power. And so it revolts against them either, and then bring them back down when they get too pompous and out of order. So at least I am prepared to sing a calypso in extempo verses to show, because I have long-standing memory of the calypso.
Other little bass that will set the pace, other little guitar strum, add strength to the rhythm. Take a little drum, roll a treat for soul. Oh, yoy, yoy, this is soul calypso. Let me hear the bass. Let me hear the guitar. Let me hear the drum. Now we got it going. Add a little steel. Listen to the rhythm. A new bump to feel. It's a recipe that will make you go. Oh, yoy, yoy, this is soul calypso. This is carnival, this is bacchanal. All colors and class, jump on playing mass. John, Lizzie and Joe, eeny, meeny, miny and moe. Oi, yoi, yoi, to the soul calypso, oh man. It's a recipe that will make you go. Oh, yo, yo, sweet soul calypso. Let me hear the guitar roll. Let me hear the drum.
Roll it!
Just delightful. So up next, we are going to kind of tackle one of the first like broad themes that I was able to suss out in the listening I was doing, which is, a sort of gender commentary, humoristic gender commentary. Often, Calypso was, I don't know if this is a bias of archiving or representative of what was on the ground at the time, but the majority of recordings available, the extant recordings, are sung by men, cis men. And but luckily I was able to find a few female artists who are really fabulous. And there's a lot of like LGBTQ plus kind of hinting or some that I was able to suss out as well. So the next five or so songs are going to be revolving around those themes. First up with one of the most famous examples of the genre, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, this time being performed by the Duke of Iron.
Let's put women and men together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women have the men like a puppy show.
Not me. It is the people who say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Now, ever since the world began, woman was always fooling man. And if you listen to me attentively, I'm going to show you how the woman's smarter than we.
Not me. It is the people who say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say,
yes,
the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Samson was the strongest man long ago. Nobody could beat him, that we all know. But when he clashed with the woman on top the bed, she found his strength was in the hair of his head.
Not me. It is the people who say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say,
oh Lord,
that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Supporting her independently, she was spending my money all the time, and she was giving me shots with a friend of mine.
Not me. It is the people who say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
And then I had another girl named Emma Lee. She promised to make a baby for me. But when the baby born and I went to see, the eye was blue, it was a Portuguese.
Not me. It is the people who say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say,
oh Lord,
that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Outside man. About a little boy. He told me this story, so I'm repeating it exactly the way I heard it. When I was smaller, a baby, you know me big sister didn't like me. Imagine me when I was a baby, you know me big sister didn't like me. Every time me ma go into the grocery, she's going to ask me sister to hold me. And from then I start with a crying. This time me sister swinging me up and singing.
You son of an ugly animal, I don't know why ma make you at all. This commoding me every day, I have a great mind to throw this case away.
Tantalizing me, singing.
Son of an ugly animal, I don't know why ma make you at all. This come holding me every day, I have a great mind to throw this case away.
Theater. She hop off the bus as if she was crazy. The driver drove away with me body. And when she reached home and sat down to drink she tea, and me mother asked me sister for me ma, I forget him on the bus. Me mother shout, oh Lord, me only boy child lost, that son of an ugly animal. I don't know why I make him at all. This come out in me every day. I am so glad that the bus carry him away.
Twenty is a bar of sugar candy. At 30 is very old Napoleon brandy. At 40, gentlemen, it goes just terrific. At 50, girls becomes very scientific. At 61, and one still makes sense. At 70, it all seems nonsense. Yes, I'm at 80, think they can. Who can conquer any woman? They soon find that from all their zest, nothing but nothing is left. So if you yes, yes too much, you will no, no, no in March. But to last December, you'll do well to remember. If you want to stress that sweet sugar candy, please take it easy on the brandy. Do not remain too long terrific. Learn to become real scientific. Then one and more will make sense. And at present and future tense, and even at 80, you'll find it easy to do what's on your mind. So if you yes, yes too much, you will no, no, no in March. But to last to remember, you'll do well to remember.
Racial segregation, I can see universally fading gradually. With racial segregation, I can see universally fading gradually. Mixed marriage is the fashion and the world is saying so. Lovers choosing partners of every kind they know. This is freedom from above. So what they're thinking of is to grab the one that they love. The organs are always playing, the parsons are saying,
they'll cooperate and amalgamate.
Marriages are fixing and the races are mixing.
They'll cooperate and amalgamate.
Long ago it was so difficult to see two different races in matrimony. A Chinese man never used to change his life until he get a Chinese girl for his wife. Now any color is a color, any race is a race. Life is short, so they mean to embrace. This is real equality, human rights as I see. With this mix up matrimony, the organs are always playing and the preachers are saying,
they'll cooperate and amalgamate.
They holding together before it's too late.
They'll cooperate and amalgamate.
Racial segregation gone to hell. The happenings nowadays can tell. Mixed marriage seems to have a stronger tie than the pure one, for I don't know why. The races are blending harmoniously. White and colored people are binding mutually. It doesn't take no glass to see how it come to pass. Colored Britons are rising fast. The organs are always playing and the preachers are saying,
they'll cooperate and amalgamate.
Though some are seeing well and others catching hell,
they'll cooperate and amalgamate.
The great part that Sorensi Kama played, we appreciate the move that he made. The Bama Water tribe, he always thinking of, he lost his throne for the girl he loved. For he knew that a good wife in today's hard to find. So he find one, so he had to treat her kind. So if you're in your prime, run to the preacher anytime. For who you love, it is not a crime. The organs are always playing and the preachers are saying,
let's cooperate and amalgamate.
Marriages are fixing and the races are mixing.
Let's cooperate and amalgamate.
That last track was Mix Up Matrimony by Lord Beginner. And going in reverse chronological order, Love is a Bar of Candy by Nap Hepburn, Boys Days by Enid Mosier and her Trinidad Steel Band, and What She Gonna Do by Calypso Rose, who's just a giant. And then, of course, Man Smart, Woman Smarter by the Duke of Iron. I'm hoping already at this point you're kind of sensing the charm and vivaciousness of the music, or at least enjoying it. Personally, it's been a very potent palliative during these dreary winter months. So up next, kind of as a soft pivot from relationships, etc., we're going to move to another very dominant theme in the Calypso I could find, which was kind of not X-rated, but treating on sex. And there is it is kind of breathtakingly free of social mores. There's of course innuendo, as you see across all kinds of disciplines, I suppose. But there's also a lot of explicit material, and it's just very fun. So that's coming up next. Starting with My Experience in the Reaper Bond by Lord Invader. In this song, I do want to add a content warning for this whole section. But this song and the one following it, Courthouse Scandal, I both want to say explicitly, Experience on the Reaper Bond is about, I think it's pretty lighthearted and charming, but it's a little bit poking fun at trans feminine people and being in Berlin specifically. As with myself, I feel okay and comfortable with exhibiting this here, but obviously, switch your radio for a minute if it's not your bag. After that, Courthouse Scandal is a kind of anthemic song by Calypso Mama, who I think is my favorite artist that I've discovered through this whole process. Her bravado is just incredible. But I do think it's in some ways documenting an abusive relationship. But after that, the next song is another Calypso Rose song called Do Them Back. That's basically just a cataloging of different sex positions. So nothing to hate there. So off we go.
Yes, Paris is joke to Hamburg, Germany. My experience on St. Pauli shocked my modesty. Paris is joke to Hamburg, Germany. My experience on St. Pauli shocked my modesty. For if you go nightclubbing and you all together, a nice blonde, a redhead or brunette, make sure someone introduce a red for line to you. Otherwise, you'll never know who is who. Man dancing with man. You cannot tell a man from a woman. I caught myself walking hand in hand with a man dressed in woman on the Reaper Bond. My first night of arrival, I went to the Gold Coast Bar. Mentee, Spiegel and Blue Peter to have some fun. That night was my intention. So I decided to plan an invasion. At Blue Peter I felt groovy, so I took a chance. I held on to an object and started to dance. After the dance, the leader of the band said, Lord Invader, you was dancing with a man. Man dancing with man. You can't tell a man from a woman. I caught myself walking hand in hand with a man dressed in woman on the Reaper Bond. Statue had me hypnotized. I felt a sudden thrill when it gazed in my eyes. For the way that it walked with such prominence and spoke with such feminine eloquence, I introduced myself as Lord Invader. The object said, my name is Madame Erica. Surprisingly, it turned out to be that the object was of the same species as me. Man dancing with man. You cannot tell a man from a woman. I caught myself walking hand in hand with a man dressed in woman on the Reaper Bond. Thank you.
a charming young woman. She had a kiss with a young man. Well, a charming young woman. She had a kiss with a young man. She said the man kick she up and take she money. So she got a warrant from the JP. Next day the kiss, well, you ought to know. She had the whole courthouse in a uproar. She say, my honor, he kicked me up. They hold him, he wouldn't stop. Murder, I start to bawl. But the man wouldn't stop kicking me at all. Started the constabulano. He read out the statement in the box. Then they call on the lady, take the Bible and address the jury. She said, my honor, I went to the cinema. This man came and asked me for a dollar. Rushed right up on me, tear down me clothes. He hit me lion blows and bust up me nose. She said, my honor, he kicked me up. They hold him, he wouldn't stop. Murder, I start to bawl. But the man wouldn't stop kicking me at all. That's all right now, things not getting sweet. They order the woman to her seat. This time for to see the savage man. Like the lion that was dead in Samson's hand. He said, my honor, well, I really kicked she. But now I'm very sorry. So, darling, let's make up the case. But she belched and she boy kicked the man in the face. She said, my honor, he kicked me up. They hold him, he wouldn't stop. Murder, I start to bawl. But the man wouldn't stop kicking me at all. In the summing up, well, the jury brought in the young fella guilty. But the girl was charged for assaulting the accused while the case was in hearing. Guilty or not guilty, Miss Justina. She said, my honor, ha, he raised me temper. I kick him already and I ain't care. And then the judge say, you will take a year. She said, my honor, but he kicked me up. They hold him, he wouldn't stop. He hit me a slap and when I fall, he kicked me inside me gateway and all.
Husband. 3 foot high. So as I tell them no, they will tell them put the next foot by the window. These men to advantage, they want it by brutal force. I won't fall like me, oh, they put by the jealousy.
My woman, what could I do to make her happy and keep her true? She says only one thing I want from you is a little piece of the big bamboo. She wants the
big bamboo.
Gave my woman a coconut. She says, darling, it's okay, but because I want to be good to you, what good is the nut without a tree? She wants a
big bamboo. La, 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 la.
Huh? Working for the Yankee dollar. I gave my woman a sugar cane, sweet of the sweetest, she should explain, but she handed it back to my surprise. She liked the flavor, but not the size. She wanted big bamboo, bamboo.
La, 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 la.
Huh? Working for the Yankee dollar. I gave my woman a banana plant. She says it sure look elegant. It's much too good to go to waste, but it much too soft to suit her taste. She wants a
big bamboo, bamboo. La, 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 la.
Huh? Working for the Yankee dollar. I introduced my woman to a Chinese man. His accent she could not understand. She says, I don't want no funny tricks. I want bamboo and not chopsticks.
She wants a big bamboo, bamboo. La, 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 la.
Huh? Working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land, Yankee. Yankee Dollar, yeah.
I say, please, mister, don't touch the tomato. Please, mister, don't squeeze the tomato. Oh, you touch me, I'm on me pumpkin and potato. Goodness sake, don't touch my tomato. All you do is to feel them. My nature tired to squeeze them. All you do is to feel them. My nature tired to feel them. Touch me this and you touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. Feel me plums and me apples too. But here's one thing you know can do. So please, mister, don't touch the tomato. Mister, take this advice from me. The more you look, why the less you see. But if you just must have your way, you can double the price you'll have to pay. All you do is to feel them. My nature tired to feel them. All you do is to squeeze them. My nature tired to squeeze them. Squeeze them, you feel them. You like a coconut. Nuts are nuts and nothing but. Before the tempter is sugar and hot. So make up your minds now, what is what? All you do is to feel them. Ain't you tired to feel them? All you do is to squeeze them. Ain't you tired to squeeze them? You feel them, you squeeze them. You feel them, you squeeze them. You feel them.
Fishing is fine occupation. Ladies, they go fishing too. Fish for man in matrimony. They catch plenty suckers too. But he like it, she like it. You like it, you like it. Everybody like it. It's so nice. Everybody like it at the price. Boy brings girlfriend nice big apple. Think with kiss she come across. Then he hugs her ooh so tightly. Apple turns to applesauce. But he like it, she like it, you like it, me like it, everybody like it. It's so nice. Everybody like it at the price. Johnny, he is 21, but he still goes to public school. People say he must be dumb, 'cause teacher keeps him after school. But he like it, she like it, you like it, me like it, everybody like it. It's so nice. Everybody like it at a price. Eve, she wore skirt made from fig leaf. Adam liked it best of all. Only trouble came in autumn, that when leaves begin to fall. But he like it, she like it. You like it, you like it, everybody like it. It's so nice. Everybody like it. It's so nice.
Please scratch my back, please scratch my back, Mary Ann, do it, please do. Keep scratching, Mary Ann, keeps scratching. It feels so good, so good, so good. No one can do it so good. Keep scratching, Mary Ann, keep scratching. When you went away, I tried it all alone. While trying, I broke my funny bone. This is more fun than counting sheep. I could go right off to sleep. Keep scratching, Mary Ann, keep scratching.
Please scratch my back, please scratch my back. Eban, do it, please do. Keep scratching, Eban, keep on scratching. No one like you can soothe me so. I'm lazy from head to toe. Keep scratching, Eban, keep scratching. Since you went away, my Ebon, scratch my back. Keep scratching. Ebon, come scratch it.
Marianne.
Yes, Ebon.
Just a little higher, child.
A little higher, man.
Higher, baby.
How's that now?
Oh, yes, Marianne.
Am I soothing your back, Ebon?
Oh, it feels so good, baby.
Oh, crazy like mad, man.
Keep scratching, child.
I'm scratching, Ebon.
Scratch.
Now you scratch my back.
Scratch.
Bernice, don't call me so. I don't like it. I want you know. Bernice, don't call me so. I don't like it. I want you know. When you call me all these sweet names, stupidness, then you leave me and you're gone. I stop foolish. Well, darling, you will give me misery. Well, hear the sweet name that Bernice calling me. Kitch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. And doo-doo, Kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you. You're playing shy. She called me, I took the chance. I went and lied down, but she want romance. I said, but darling, I am misled. I thought you called me to scratch me head. She said, but kitschy boy, you playing, you want to hide. You know the reason why I tell you come inside. I say, well, darling, yes, I think I know your aim. But why you continue to call me by this name? Kitch, come go to bed. I got a small comb to scratch your head. Kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you. You're playing shy. Believe I'm weary. I can't make the tone. But then she would not leave me alone. She started to turn me, untwist me so. Well, what she wanted, I do not know. She said, I'll find you stopping long to understand. Well, how you acting like a child and not a man? I say, well, darling, I don't understand your sign. How the dickens I could know what's in your mind? She said, Teach, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. And darling, Kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you. You're playing shy. Well, now the lady has me in hell for what she doing. Ashamed to tell, she put her left foot on top me spine. Kitch, darling, you know me mind. She say, well, don't you see my eyes are getting red? As if you want the blood to fly up in me head. I say, well, if it cause your death, it good for you. You're suffering and you won't tell me what to do. She say, Kitch, come go to bed. I got a small comb to scratch your head. And darling, Kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you. You playing shy.
Hey everybody, Derek Segay here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on, time to shovel the driveway.
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Wow, is all I have to say about that. But yeah, don't party and stay safe. Please. I am coming back to tell you that you are listening to CKUT 90.3. Once again, this is World Skip the Beat, and I am Prudence Gendron. This is the pertinent information, the takeaway, the bullet points, etc. So in that last segment, which was kind of exploring, you know, SEX double hockey sticks, we listened to My Experience on the Ripperbun by Lord Invader, Courthouse Scandal by Calypso Mama, Do Them Back by Calypso Rose, The Big Bamboo by the Hilton Airs. Don't Touch Me Tomato, also by Calypso Mama, just so deep in my heart. She Like It, He Like It by Young Tiger. And Scratch My Back by Leslie Scott and Irene Williams duet. And finally, Kitch Come to Bed by the immortal Lord Kitchener. So to glide us into the second hour of this Calypsothon, we are going to look at the first portion of the show has been really focused on, you know, the interior world, relationality, etc. We're going to begin to look outward with Calypso, which was a genre that, in ways that people also kind of talk about early hip hop, functioned as like a source of news as much as a source of entertainment. Not so much like, I mean, there is a true abundance of journalistic material. A lot of it is relating to specific government scandals and, instances of police brutality in London, New York, and Trinidad and other ports in the Caribbean that are unbelievable in their specificity. I mean, it truly does feel like news. I chose pieces that are a bit more maybe intelligible to an audience unfamiliar with those specific histories, such as myself. Some of the big items are the space race, the state of teenagers, atomic war, recent James Bond films, etc. So that is going to be the focus of this next segment, and we are kicking it off with Russian Satellite by the legendary Mighty Sparrow.
They poison the food for the puppy. Oh Lord, this is more than cruelty. Although they're trying their best, you know they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Two Sputniks in the sky had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite. But they should have some sympathy. It's better they come to ask for me. If a sparrow too small, they shouldn't talk. Take a chicken hawk. Although they're trying their best, you know they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Two Sputniks in disguise had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite. One reservation is bound to be mine, and I intend to stay in line. Thousands of people booked to go. They can't edge out the sparrow. Put me inside of the engine. Throw out the dead dog and let me in. Yes, they're trying their best. They're making a mess with the Russian satellite.
They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Two Sputnik in disguise had everybody hypnotized, but now I am very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite. Sky. Columbus' discovery came true, so they want to discover something too. Columbus was a man very hard and grim. He never sent a dog to look out for him. So if they really want to discover, look for themselves, but don't send Rover. Yes, they're trying their best, but they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. They should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Two Sputnik in disguise had everybody hypnotized, but Sparrow is very sorry for the poor little puppy in the Russian satellite.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero, blast off.
This 16th of July, 1969, Armstrong, Collins and Aldrin really blast off mine. This 16th of July, 1969, Armstrong, Collins and Aldrin, they blast off fine. Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday afternoon, Neil Armstrong land on the moon.
Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon, we are going to the moon. Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon, we gonna have us going to the moon.
30 minutes later, Aldrin made the scene. What a fantastic team. He circled the moon with the mothership. Calculation, Collins made a demonstration that should be applauded by all nations.
Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon, we are going to the moon. Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon, we're gonna have us going to the moon.
Apollo was doing fine. He circled and hooked back up the right time. This space victory will be beneficial to humanity. Very soon we will be shooting for Mars, shooting for Venus and for the stars.
Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon,
America. Neil Armstrong, the first human on the moon, and the Panafros, the first man to play the tune. 3 cheers for the Apollo 11 crew, and may the blessings of God go with all of you.
Pretty, pretty soon, pretty, pretty soon,
the old people blue, criticizing them teenagers, everything they do. They said they're too wild, they don't like their style, their pants too tight, their dress too short, and too much holes in the skirt. But I tell them, please, old people don't groan. I said to leave teenagers alone. Let them do what they're doing. When you see they're having fun, digging soul and carrying on, you must understand, this is the modern generation. Tell them.